Now let's talk about religion and the religious right's influence on this world. I'm starting to think, as are many other people, that it's a big propaganda campaign. They're trying to hijack the culture. Am I right, Mark Riley?
They are trying to hijack the culture. It's going to be up to people that have sense whether or not they succeed.
I just want to make people they know this, you know, because the moral wedge issues in the elections, you know, that turns out to be sort of a myth. I mean, it turns out to be a myth in the sense that 22% of voters polled said moral values was the most important issue to them, as every mainstream media outlet has been happy to point out. But the truth of the matter is 61% of voters say gays should be allowed to marry, all right, or form civil unions. 55% say abortion should be legal. 55% say Bush pays more attention to the interests of large corporations. And 1 in 4 evangelical Christians voted for Kerry. So we have to understand that the people that they are mobilizing, you know, all those groups, million moms and million dads and all these people, are just propaganda outlets. That apparently there's an article today by Frank Rich, it discredits, in some respects, a lot of the momentum that these people claim to have.
Yeah, this was in the New York Times. It's called The Great Indecency Hoax. Actually, it was in yesterday's New York Times.
Yeah.
And it talks about some very interesting statistics. For example, that 22% that everybody came out of the election talking about and squawking about. Well, yeah. In 2000, that 22% was actually 35%. In 1996, it was 40%. So it's actually been going down in the election, in the presidential elections, since 1996. The idea that people are, you know, climbing all over things like the Terrell Owens situation, and some of these other things, you know, a $3.5 million fine to Infinity Broadcasting. All of these different things give people the impression that there is some, that the right has gotten some traction in these culture wars. The problem is that there is a fundamental hypocrisy here.
Mm-hmm.
Desperate Housewives is not a series that is languishing at the bottom of the ratings because the red states don't watch it.
Right.
In fact, the red states watch it like crazy.
So these people just have loud mouths. Is that the hypocrisy is that the people that are part of this momentum have organized, they're trying to get it into the press, they're doing everything they can to make it seem like they have a loud voice in this country, where the truth of the matter is a lot of people don't care about them, nor do they believe the same way they do. It's a very comforting thing, but now we have to propagate, you know, we have to prevent that's an interesting word. the momentum of this propaganda. Yeah, Hanukkah starts December 8th. Starts December 8th, and it is it's the 25th of Kislev, if that's important to know the Jewish calendar.
Well, you know, Frank Rich in this article gets to the root of a lot of what we're seeing in these culture wars by detailing the following. There's a guy named Jeff Jarvis, who is a blogger, used to be a critic for TV Guy.
Mm-hmm.
He filed a Freedom of Information Act request to see the actual number of viewer complaints that drove the FCC to threaten Fox with the largest indecency fine to date, $1.2 million, for a reality program called Married by America, which I think is gone. The FCC cited 159 public complaints. Turned out there were actually 90 complaints written by 23 individuals. Of those 23, all but two were identical repetitions of a form letter posted by the Parents Television Council. So in other words, the actual complaints about Married by America was three.
Isn't that interesting? That it's one of those form letters that you can just sign on to. You know what I mean? You can just do it over email. That's how people think they're taking action now, is by forwarding form letters. And the interesting thing there is that they are able to use this information and just spin it and make it feel like a momentum. And it works on my head. I don't know if it works on yours, but, you know, I spend a lot of time thinking about how powerful these people really are. Obviously, in politics, you know, politicians are pandering to them, and they are infiltrating politics. Christian right are infiltrating politics and want to make, you know, definitions of how we all live our lives. But the truth of the matter is the numbers are small, so that should be encouraging for us.
Well, the numbers are small, but, Mark, the thing that people really have to wrap their heads around here is that the very people who are making these complaints are the very consumers of the so-called filth that they protest against.
Mm-hmm.
These people consume this stuff. It's not, again, it is not as though people only in New York and Los Angeles watch this kind of stuff or don't have a problem with it. The fact of the matter is there is a yawning gap between what the pollsters tell us Americans have problems with as far as culture and what Americans actually consume as culture.
Well, yeah, obviously, it's just like the red state, blue state thing, too, is that, you know, there's plenty of people who voted against Bush in all of the red states. A lot. Mm. You know, there's no way to draw lines like that. But what I'm trying to figure out is, are these people who are playing, you know, as this sort of good Christian right person who doesn't engage in this stuff or is fighting the good fight, do they just shoot off an email that they forward on a form letter, even though it goes completely against, you know, how they're living their life? Like, they do watch the shows they're not supposed to watch, and they do all this stuff, and they think they're doing something good, or they're balancing it out by shooting off this email. So you're saying there's a complete hypocrisy to it?
I think there's a complete and utter hypocrisy to it, and the hypocrisy is also played into by the networks that make gugobs money. Remember that the guy who created Desperate Housewives is described as a, quote, somewhat conservative gay Republican. Think about that for a minute. This wasn't done by some left-wing liberal guy somewhere. This is a guy named Mark Cherry. This was his idea. And the bottom line is, you know, people have to get their heads around exactly what it is that they consume and why it is that they have such a problem with what they consume. Remember that, you know, the porn business, which is a multi-billion dollar industry, is not just, you know, populated by pervos. A lot of people who consider themselves perfectly normal folks, Christians,
are making movies.
Are making movies. But you know,
it seems like everybody is making porn. It's unbelievable. You go on the internet, pretty soon it's just going to be, you know, lines running directly into people's houses. I can't even imagine some of the people that make porn. How many people are out there? What this culture has done to generate new and exciting ways to show yourself having sex.
Yeah, right.
They're not even that exciting. Then again, it doesn't have to.
Not that new either.
As long as you can see it properly, but. I don't know. Here's the liberal agenda for today from the Streisand Compound. One, fashion Thanksgiving leftovers into soft sculpture condemning America's excessive lifestyle. Two, criticize Oliver Stone for not tying Alexander to the JFK assassination. Why can't I read today? Like, on top of everything else. Three, write to ABC, urge them to change the name from Desperate Housewives to Desperate Married Women Who Choose to Work in the Home. Four, for Christmas, create contraceptive SpongeBob spin-off character to educate preschoolers about birth control. Five, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. You know why Dan Rather resigned, don't you? Three words, Julia Roberts twins. Wake up, people. Wake up. What do you got next hour? We're going to talk about abstinence. We're going to have Eddie Brill in the last hour.
In the last hour, we've also got Alan Lichtman, author of Keys to the White House and professor of history at American University. All coming up for you here on Air America Radio.
Morning's Edition on Air America.